is Michael from the Lemon Twigs.
Hi, I'm Michael from the Lemon Twigs, and this is CFRC Radio.
Good evening, folks. It is now 8 p.m. on your dials here in Kingston, Ontario. You're tuned in to CFRC 101.9 FM locally, or perhaps you're joining us on CFRC.ca from anywhere in the world on this blistery, blustery day. I'm your host, Rue, joining you for the next hour on this Yellow Brick Road as we walk down the path of great new musical discoveries. Yellow Brick Road is CFRC's British and Irish new music show. And what's that? Do you smell change in the crisp and biting winds blowing around town? Well, you would, because it's not 2024 anymore. You're joining me tonight for our first Yellow Brick Road of 2025. And I'm so glad that you're joining me. We're kicking in the new tonight, helping you settle into the new year as you scratch out every 2024 that you're going to be writing in your date margins out of pure habit for the next month at least. And we're doing so with brand new tunes, brand new artists, some suggestions from you, our listeners, our lovely listeners, as you've been writing in to tell me about the music that signifies new beginnings to you. Of course, you can still keep writing in about all this because I do love hearing from you. You can email the show. The email address is yellowbrickroad@gmail.com or find the show on Instagram with the exact same name. But let's kick off tonight. First up, I have incredible news about a surprise album that's dropped on us in just the last week. In fact, on Christmas Day. The mysterious London-based soul, jazz, and R&B collective Salt released their album Acts of Faith on the 25th of December. Now there's a Christmas gift. Now, the album was a surprise, but it wasn't completely unheard. So back in July last year, the semi-anonymous collective released this album, but they did it by basically sharing a WeTransfer link to a single 32-minute long WAV file, and then they took it down a week later. Again, not unusual for Salt. They have previously released albums for just one day for free, and then they were gone forever, wiped off the internet. They're also not strangers to dropping year-end surprises. As last year, back in December 2023, they announced a single show in London, their first show pretty much since they started in about 2019, a single show in London at a venue called The Drum Sheds. And it was a show that was instantly declared by many of the lucky 3,000 that got a ticket as the best show that they'd seen that year. And at that show, they debuted Acts of Faith and songs from this album. And now they've formally released the album. It is fantastic and you can find it on their Bandcamp page, which is Salt Global, spelled S-A-U-L-T, global.bandcamp.com. I'm going to be playing us the song Soul Clean, partly because it fits in with our theme of new beginnings on the show tonight. And on that note, moving on to your suggestions, Vedika has written in suggesting Tame Impala's song Yes I'm Changing, saying that it might be on the nose, but it's true. And so we'll listen to that right after Salt. This is Soul Clean, here on CFRC. Some Tame Impala with the song Yes I'm Changing, a suggestion from Vedika. Listeners, you are helping us ring in the new year here on Yellow Brick Road on CFRC Radio with your suggestions of songs that signify new beginnings, and we'll definitely have more of those coming up throughout the show tonight. We've also got great new music though that we're going to be playing because this is a new music show. We have an EP by a band from Macclesfield in the north of England who are called Queen Cult. They're a four-piece band, a rock band fronted by singer and guitarist Maisie Johnson. And they say about the EP, totally by accident, this EP has been about boundaries, and all these experiences have been part of the journey. Whether it's boundaries with myself, says their singer, or others, it's important to listen to yourself and set them. I've covered my experiences with gender, sexuality, toxicity, friendship with myself and others. I'd say it's a roundup of the last 12 months. Maisie goes on to say that it's like I've just called you, my best mate, and filled you in on the year I've had, my internal journal. We're going to be listening to the song To Be a Boy, on which Maisie explores themes of gender dysphoria and expectations of AFAB people growing up in a small town and the music industry as a whole. The band is expecting to release more music this year, 2025. You can find them on Bandcamp at queencult.bandcamp.com. The EP is called Be Better. Then we've got a brand new single by an indie band in York called The Palava. They're an unsigned five-piece band who've been going since 2019, and we've played them on the show once before, a couple of years ago, when they released their EP called Thrill of the Case back in 2022. This, though, is part of two new singles that they've released since, and it's a wistful but delightful indie single called Lie to Me. You can find them at The Palava Official, spelled the P-A-L-A-V-A official.wixsite.com/website, and that's how you'll find them. Other than that, though, you've been sending us your suggestions for songs that signify new beginnings to you, and lots of people have written in. I've got a submission here from Adam, friend of the show, who was on with us just a couple of weeks ago for one of our year-end wrap-ups for 2024, and Adam suggests Brand New Start, a bonus track on Paul Weller's Greatest Hits album that he describes as a really moving song about how it's never too late for a new beginning and making a change in your life, which is exactly what we're looking for tonight on the show. So we'll be listening to that, but let's start off with a bit of Queen Cult. This is their song, To Be a Boy, here in CFRC.
Questions are there, or ever things to ask why? So baby, please don't lie. It's only up to me.
undone and unfound, but something real to me. But something real to me. Myself straight. I feel it's never too late to make a brand new start.
Back to the Yellow Brick Road, folks. That was just a bit of Paul Weller. We're taking your suggestions for songs that signify new beginnings, just to usher us into 2025 properly. And that was a suggestion from friend of the show, Adam. We also had some music from The Palava and Queen Cult, some great songs. And speaking of great songs, there's a great song playing underneath my talking at the moment as well that I've wanted to shout out. We're listening to a bit of Audrey Pound, a jazz musician from Melbourne who's now based in the UK, and this song is from her 2024 album Feed the Fire. It's interlude number one, and she's also on Bandcamp. Audrey Pound, spelled Audrey P-O-W-N-E .bandcamp.com. I'm going to play her some brand new music going forward as well. We've got a new release from the London-based band Sounds Mint. This is a collaboration with a rock band from Liverpool called Stone, who've also themselves put out their debut album last year. It was called Fear Life for a Lifetime, and it was a great album. Now this song that they've released together, it's direct, it's post-punk goodness, it's the perfect collaboration. It's called Incel Savior, and there's a music video for it on YouTube. It also features the lyrics What's New Scooby-Doo, which I wouldn't have thought I'd hear in a punk song, so that's also great. You can find Sounds Mint on their YouTube page. YouTube, find them at the handle sounds_mint, and Stone are at stone.band. That's their website. Then we've got some music from Bristol. The Bristol-based electronic indie duo Jadu Heart released a single called You, just the letter U, earlier this year, back in October, and it's a harder turn into their electronic side than their 2023 album Derealized was. And the band have just announced a whole EP of remixes to go with it, so all that to look out for. It's on their Bandcamp page at Jaduheart, spelled J-A-D-U-H-E-A-R-T .bandcamp.com. I'm gonna take it a little bit back for today's show. I'm gonna play us a song called Glistener, which was the opening track from Derealized, which is sort of more shoegaze, more indie, more kind of guitar and reverb drenched. So we'll listen to that. And then to further our theme of new beginnings that we've been doing on the show this week and last week, I have a new song by a band from Sydney. They're called Gully Days, and their new song, Damage Has Been Done, I think works really well to give us all that push to leave 2024 behind and in the past. You can find them at gullydays.bandcamp.com. But of course, let's hear from you, our listeners, as well. Nate has sent in a suggestion to play Geezer's song 3D Country, which is a banger at all times. But also, FYI, you should listen to Nate's radio show right here on CFRC. It's called The Program. It's on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. And you can find Geez at geezebandnyc.bandcamp.com. Let's start with Sounds Mint and Stone. This is their song, Incel Savior, here on CFRC.
You wish that you were me. I wish that I was you. Help me, help me, help you. Help me, help me, help you. You told me to my face. These dreams, they don't come true. Not for people like you. Not for people like you.
habit for delusion. Who's gonna carry the boat? Some roiling up neeks said he's been eating up porridge jokes, infographics, post-it notes, a carefully curated selection of inspirational quotes. Another Charles Manson lookalike, we all get it, mate. We've all seen Fight Club. I am Jack's complete lack of surprise. Shake the habit, don't let it shake ya. Make some money, but don't let it make ya. I know you wanna be an incel savior, cause there's fuck who else going on. You're on the dole, life's kinda dull.
You wish that you were me.
Like scorn, rebellion, fiesta, got that new feel spunk. Wake up with anxiety every day, waiting to habituate. And even if I don't, I code my whole life. I've never dropped the soap. Smoke me till I stroke, throat sore from that scouse feel croak. Smack, crackle and shots, addicted to the brain rot. Life's just too hard, life's just too hard. Get it?
You wish that you were me.
Only way to cope with the weather. Weatherman said it's gonna snow later on. Cool eyewear, something out of Elton John's wet dream. Creamy coffee, let's get to the offy, quick. Everyone's got a part to play. Everyone plays a part in your broken heart. Every week someone new, let's play guess who. What's new Scooby-Doo? John Wick getting nicked for murdering 5,000 people over the loss of the golden retriever.
I never did it for you. I never did it for you. Out of my
since I was born, I've heard the voice of the Father. Goes in the one ear, on out the other. Hit me, baby, show me the floor. I was Cassidy's gun, and she was his daughter. That was the country, and we were young. And I was water, I was rum. I don't let her round the Thompson no more, for she wanna go back to the sky. Dancing the seven hills, cutting my brother's neck, grabbing the dollar bills. The day the cowboy cried, and I gave up on love, and you gave up on life. And so began my second life. And honey, I'm leaving everything behind. Caesar's old roads are getting out of my mind. Now I'm burning up the night, rolling up the pieces of my.
folks, we just heard a bit of Sounds Mint, their collaboration with the band Stone. We heard some Jadoo Heart, Gully Days, and Geese with their song 3D Country. We are obviously trying to move into 2025. We're sort of doing our best to look to the future, to fresh starts, and trying not to, you know, bring our regrets over with us. You're helping with that for sure, listeners, with your own suggestions for songs that signify new beginnings. But I also found a little poem that at least made me chuckle and realize that unfinished lists are pretty much universal, so don't even worry about it. It's called This Was the Year That Was Not the Year, and it's by a poet called Brian Bilston. It goes, "This was the year that was not the year I repaired the bathroom tap and emptied out the kitchen drawer of a lifetime's worth of crap. This was the year that was not the year in which I launched a new career. 516, a West End hit eluded me, as did Time Person of the Year. This was the year that was not the year I became a household name. Action figures were not sold of me. I wasn't made a dame. This was the year that was not the year I spent less time on my phone. Nights of passion did not happen in boutique hotels in Rome. This was the year that was the year I didn't get that much done. Much the same as the years before, much like the ones to come." Folks, we have new music from the London-based soul singer Green Tea Peng. She's released a brand new song called One Foot, just about moving slowly forward, putting one foot in front of the other one day at a time. So we're going to be listening to that. Then from Glasgow, we've got a twin indie duo called Cloth, who have a song out called Polaroid that you can find at cloth-music.bandcamp.com. And then Rose, friend of the show, has also sent us a recommendation for a song to play on air that signifies new beginnings. It's called Begin, and it's by an artist called Yu Jung. Sort of self-explanatory from the name. And Rose says the song is from a project called Underground Idol by the group Only One Off. And even though it's based in K-pop, I think it transcends that and makes a refreshing commentary on queer relationships, says Rose. So we're definitely going to be listening to that. But let's start off with Green Tea Peng. This is her brand new song, One Foot, here on CFRC.
Front and back again. Don't tell me it'll be like this until the end. I'm learning to serve my friend. These treacherous oceans, I'm fucking exhausted. Messed up, distorted. My shit ain't sorted. I pray to the Lord, yes. Is it too late for me? Is it too late? One foot front and back again. That's just the comedy's ends. Peace be a crazy notion. Someone sell me the potion or lotion. It's a tragedy out of Babylon, and we can't all make the first round. Nevertheless, we are homebound. Back to the father, yeah, original sound. Is it too late for me?
do you pretend?
Take it falling down, take
it falling down. Did I die? 죽인 멀리 그 어디든 I'm always ready to begin. Feels like gravity 난 점점 끌어당겨 날 I think I'm falling. 여전히 통제를 못해 더 너를 원해 baby. 아픈 상처들은 burning our stars. Begin with the best. Let me take you there. 모든 것의 시작인 저점 그 어떤 편견들로부터 자유로울 때 begin gain again. Way up 흐르는 시간들에 넌 brightness 더 선명하게 so clear 넌 깨어나지 잠에 I'm always ready to begin. Hate this city going down. 두려움을 내던져 여러 길을 carry on high like a pilot. 더 너를 원해 baby. 아픈 상처들은 burning our doors. Begin with that blast. Let me take it, take you there. 모든 것의 시작인 저점에 그 어떤 편견들로부터 자유로울 때 begin gain again. 넌 빛이야 걱정 거둬 저주만 널 던져 도대체 왜 너를 탓해 그럴 필요 없어. You're just full of come on in. Killing with the blast. Yeah. It is time, and I know it. What do you pretend? Do you die? 죽게 멀리 그 어디든 begin with the blast. Yeah. Let me take it your time.
I thought I'd see you. We never.
Glasgow band Cloth with their song Polaroid. Welcome back to the Deliberate Road, folks. We've been marking sort of music that signifies new beginnings to you. You've been sending in your suggestions. We also heard Rose's suggestion, Yu Jung song Begin. And we also heard some Green Tea Peng on the last set. And I'm going to leave us with just a handful tracks more as we wrap up the evening for tonight. I'm going to step outside of the UK for a little bit. We used to have a section on this show called the Masala Chai section, where we officially took our leave from the UK and set sights abroad to check out cool music from everywhere else. And I feel like I might revive that feature because there are a lot of cool bands out there that also maybe deserve a shout out just because I've been listening to them and have really got into their music. There's a Helsinki band called Drugstore Raid who put out an album quite recently back in November called Background Music for Family Arguments, which was this weird angular sounding album with just really funny lyrics at times, and it's slowly becoming one of my favorite albums of 2024. You can find it at drugstoreraid.bandcamp.com. I want to play us the song I Want to Be a Hipster. I Want to Be a Hipster. So we'll listen to that. And then lastly, a good way to end this show is firstly with another listener suggestion. We are community radio after all. And I should say this is a good excuse for me to point out that CFRC's funding drive is sort of still going on. So you can head to cfrc.ca/donate and give to your local campus radio station. Or if you're from everywhere else, you can still donate to CFRC and you can get tax receipts and all of that. Just go to cfrc.ca/donate. Anyway, a good way for us to end tonight's show is with some listener suggestions in this lovely community spirit of togetherness. And with a suggestion from Owen, who suggests Vampire Weekend from their brand new album, Only God Was Above Us. It's the song Hope. And that's how we're ending this show. That's how we're starting 2025 with a bit of hope. So we're going to listen to that. And I will see you all next week. Let's start off with Helsinki band Drugstore Raid coming for you here on CFRC. I'll see you next week. Goodbye.